Michelle Terrell, Intake Case Manager, Senior Neighbors, Inc., on behalf of our Senior Concerns segment. Thanks to those on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan. How long do you want to live, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise?
To 100, hopefully.
You're going for that centurion, which will be fine, because I imagine some of your senior neighbors can give you words of wisdom on how to live a long, fruitful life.
Yes, we get tons of advice about that.
What's a piece of advice you've gotten?
Take naps.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, instead of running at 3:30, maybe I should be napping at 3:30 today. You know, you don't take those pieces of advice for granted. Sometimes they work. Michelle, appreciate you. What is the definition of Senior Neighbors, Inc.?
Well, Senior Neighbors is a social services organization that's mostly funded through the Kent County Senior Millage. We do have some other funding sources that help seniors 60 and older that are in Kent County with any services that can help them stay in their home as long as possible. We have senior centers to help with socialization and meals. We have case management team that can come out and get seniors connected to all the different services that are available in Kent County for them. There's really a lot of things that we can do to help seniors just stay happy and be independent.
Thank you for that service. We're lucky in this community to have such that. Thanks again to the Kent County Senior Millage that helps as well. We do want to talk on something that is making news, which is the heat and older adults. Lots of research showing that seniors, are more prone to heat stress, yes?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about what Senior Neighbors is doing. First of all, you are presenting older adults with the opportunities to get a fan or an air conditioner. So would there be a need for this program?
We see a ton of need for the program. We have so many seniors who, for one reason or another, whether it be them not being able to get out to drive to the store to get a fan or air conditioner, that will just kind of struggle with the heat and experience health effects from the heat. So it's definitely a very needed program.
Formally, this is a fan and air conditioner program service provided by Senior Neighbors. Describe a typical senior served through this program, Michelle.
We help seniors with all different backgrounds. Sometimes people, you know, can't get out to the store. It's just a matter of transportation to get that fan and air conditioning unit. Sometimes it's a financial thing, a financial need for them to get help to get those items. And then all of the seniors that are benefited through this program have a health condition, which makes the heat very dangerous for them.
So let's talk about the qualifications that must be met for one to get a fan or air conditioner.
Seniors do have to be 60. They have to be in Kent County to benefit from our program. For a fan, they're only able to get one every 2 years. We do have a time frame, so they couldn't have received one last year to get one this year. And then for the air conditioner, they have to have a medical need that makes the air conditioning unit a necessity for them. And that is something that they have to get from their doctor to prove. Besides that, there really is no other qualifications other than being 60 and in Kent County.
Are we renting or are we purchasing?
It is a purchasing program. Once you have the item, it is your item to keep.
And obviously, that's just a matter of responsibility and appropriateness. Are other costs or fees involved?
We always accept donations. If you get the air conditioning unit installed through our home maintenance program, there is a suggested donation amount that is recommended that a person pay, and that's based off of their income. And it is a suggested donation. It's not a copayment necessarily. We do encourage people to give whatever they can because it does help the program help more people.
Of course. Now, this is a program that operates on a first-come, first-served basis for those who qualify. And here we are. You might be getting some calls today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What would the older adults you serve do without this assistance, Michelle?
A lot of them would really just struggle through the heat. They would have health consequences from dealing with the heat, but they wouldn't be able necessarily to get the help anywhere else. So they just feel like this is what they have to put up with. And sometimes these health conditions can be very serious and result in medical, more doctor's appointments, more hospitalizations.
Emergencies. And again, we know as we age, part of life, more prone to heat stress because There's not the well adjustment as to younger people with the temperature changes, especially sudden temperature changes. More likely to have chronic medical conditions that affect the body's normal response and are more likely to take medications that actually impair the body's ability to regulate its temp. So if we're taking medications, certainly read the fine print here. With us, Michelle Terrell, intake case manager with Senior Neighbors, Inc. So what if people want to help older adults beat the heat? What can we do for our neighbors?
People can do is to check on seniors that they know in their community that they're concerned about. A lot of the seniors that we work with are living in older homes, so they don't necessarily have air conditioning units. Definitely check on the seniors. Make sure that they appear to be well. They're not showing any symptoms of heat-related illnesses. And then if you are concerned and you think that they could benefit from our program, give Senior Neighbors a call, and we can see what we can do to help them out.
What's that number?
The telephone number for our intake is 616-233-0281, and that will get you right to an intake case manager where we can screen for eligibility for those programs.
Do you need volunteers or anyone to help with installation or transportation, Michelle?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're always willing to accept volunteers would be wanting to install the air conditioning units. Our home maintenance program does take a lot of the responsibility for installing those units, and that's a busy program. So volunteers would be much appreciated. The other thing that people can do is make donations of new air conditioners and fans if they're able to our program.
Yes. New is good. Less wear and tear, and obviously can put out the right kind of air. If someone thinks they may qualify, what's our final action item, Michelle?
Give us a call. Call that intake number again at 616-233-0281, and we'll be able to screen you for the programs that you might be eligible for.
Best thing about your job is?
Helping seniors, absolutely. I love it. I love the population that I work with. So.
But they love you as well. Michelle, thank you. On behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, the millage that makes this happen, plus Senior Neighbors, Inc., thanks for taking care of the seniors in our lives.
Well, thank you for having us.